compared to your parents or your grandparents? You know, what kind of animals would people have had?
Okay, you're talking about domestic type animals.
Any kind of
animals. Okay, dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, horses, goats, cows, pigs, primarily raccoons, possum. Snakes.
Yeah. What kind of snakes? Wait, all the different varieties.
I don't really know that. I had a snake as a pet. I had a black snake, and I used to call him Red. And that was my only way of retaining privacy in my in what I call my little room or my area. I could keep my mother out of my room when I told her I forgot to put Red up. You know,
mm-hmm.
I had a box for it, but she would go nowhere near it. But as far as snakes are concerned, I remember some water moccasins when we did go out on canals to fish, which we did very little of that.
You didn't fish?
Not on the canals.
Oh.
Every now and then we would go out there. We weren't freshwater fish lovers.
What about salt?
Salt water. Loved it. Matter of fact, that's the business my grandfather was in. He was retail salt fishman, shall we say. He had his own fish market.
What kind of saltwater fish was the desired one? What did he catch? What types did he catch and sell?
I very seldom remember him going fishing. He would always buy from a wholesaler.
Oh.
But I know that in our area, in the Coconut Grove area, there were certain types of popular fish. You know, being a businessman, he had to, of course, stock the type of fish or food that the people of the area liked. And I know grouper was one of the major delicacies. And I mean, the head and the backbone, that you sold it all, you know, people just didn't buy the fillet. But they even wanted the grouper head.
Were they cleaned at all? Were they sold whole, or?
Yeah, he cleaned most of his fish.
Yeah.
But it's the price he charged for it included the
head
cleaning
and things like that. Yeah, and but it was just a gutted fish, and just the head and the backbone, and
when you talk about the grouper head?
I mean, the whole fish was there, but it was just cleaned inside.
Yeah, the whole fish was, in many cases, when we could get the whole fish, fine. But what was happening was that grouper was a delicacy in the north as well, and so they would fillet, put the grouper fillet, and, you know, ship it north, and, you know, he would just go and buy the heads and the backbones, and come home and put them out to sell. And they would go, especially on Saturday, Saturday mornings, they would go, or either any weekday morning it would go. It depended if anybody wanted any boil fish that day.
Then that would be for, would they use that for any type of like a stew dish or anything? You're talking about boiled fish?
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
It's like a chowder?
It's a chowder sort of. It's a stew. It's very spicy, very tasty, delicious, you know. It's, matter of fact, I had some Sunday.
What is there a name for it?
Just boiled fish.
Boiled fish?
And they would put it like bad fish. It's not boiled fish, it's bad fish, you know. and that's what it would be. That was the biggest of the sellers. When they wanted bad fish, they wanted grouper or jewfish. One group or either jewfish, any other thing, just at that during that particular period. Oh yeah, maybe kingfish, the kingfish head. Fish head was good for, you know, as far as that was concerned. And in the fish business, you learned your customers. If it was a Bahamian extract, you knew you never cut that head off. That head was part of that fish, and you know, you dealt with it that way.